AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hurricane season doesn't start until June 1st, but the first named storm of the Atlantic season has already formed off the South Carolina coast. Subtropical Storm Anna is about 170 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach, maximum sustained winds near 45 miles per hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Edisto Beach, South Carolina, to Cape Lookout, North Carolina. Severe thunderstorms are keeping North Texas on edge, spawning several tornadoes over open land that caused scattered reports of light damage. One twister reported in New Fairview, a community 27 miles north of Fort Worth. Meteorologist Corey Mead says severe weather will persist in the plains through the weekend.
There's going to be a risk for tornadoes. Some could potentially be strong, very large hail and damaging winds.
The Senate has passed a measure giving lawmakers the right to review any nuclear agreement with Iran. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports.
Weeks in the works, the bill won overwhelming approval in the Senate, 98 to 1. It mandates that lawmakers be allowed to review the specifics of any nuclear deal with Iran, and in the interim, the president couldn't repeal congressional sanctions against Iran. Ben Cardin is currently the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Our goal is to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state, pure and simple. We'll be in a stronger position to achieve that objective with the passage of this legislation.
House action on the measure is expected next week. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Alex Rodriguez has passed Willie Mays for fourth place on the career homer list, connecting for number 661 Thursday night against the Orioles. The Yankees aren't paying him for the achievement, though, saying earlier that the marketing possibilities were ruined after Rodriguez served his performance-enhancing drug penalty for his involvement in the Biogenesis scandal. This is AP Radio News. Investigators at the Food and Drug Administration found listeria at a Bluebell ice cream plant as far back as 2 years ago.
An FDA report shows 17 separate positive tests for listeria on Bluebell equipment at a plant in Oklahoma from March of 2013 through February of this year. Ice cream continued to be shipped from the plant. Bluebell or the FDA would not say why it wasn't closed. Three listeria deaths in Kansas are now being linked to Bluebell ice cream. Bluebell CEO said it would be several months at a minimum before its ice cream is back in stores. Its three facilities are closed indefinitely. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A dispute over B.B. King's health and wealth has been tossed out of court by a judge in Las Vegas who said there's no evidence the blues legend's legal affairs were being abused by his longtime business manager. Google's first campus for startups and entrepreneurs in Asia has opened in Seoul. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.